Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Status Bro Show. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
AJ.
Hey, hello, world.
Oh, what a dick.
Nah, seriously, though, I'm ready for some brotosynthesis this week.
Brotosynthesis.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, you know, like photosynthesis.
Yeah, I know what photosynthesis is. It's like how plants produce food.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, I'll move past it.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
So now he's moved on from saying names to just generic terms.
Like, I couldn't think of anything better. I apologize.
Let me say that idea was a terrible prototype.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But
yes, it does. You were testing out a new model.
Well, you know what? It's going to happen from now on.
Yeah, well, I think it made sense. In fact, I would say prototype is funnier than brotosynthesis.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Off to a good start this week.
Yeah, off to a great start.
Just rolling.
Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put it on AJ then to make the show more interesting. We got some new developments with AJ.
With AJ?
Oh, yeah.
How do you figure?
A new development, anyways. Broke the dry spell last weekend.
Yeah, no way!
He finally got his dick wet.
Yes! Congratulations, AJ.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How long did that last? Like 14 minutes?
Man, like, yeah, just about that long.
Jesus.
It's better than me. I'm like 32nd, man.
AJ finally got his Tinder dick wet.
Yeah, drew first blood as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Tinder, that's what finally did it, huh?
Yeah, man. I would have thought that the Plenty of Fish thing would have got you laid.
I figured Plenty of Fish would have been it, yeah.
Mm.
Huh. Mm. Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was very very tender.
Well, come on, Andrew. Why don't you share the experience with us? Yeah, everyone's please. On pins and needles. Christ's sake.
The girl I was discussing last week, I hung out with a couple times. Out with her on Saturday.
The gingy one?
Yes, the ginger.
Okay.
Drank from like 3 o'clock in the afternoon until like 9.
Nice.
And I was telling her like, hey, I really can't drink that much more because I'm not going to be able to drive home. And she was like, well, you don't really need to worry about that. And I was like, all right, cool.
Which is kind of what you were hoping for.
Exactly. So I got back.
You threw a line out there, and you know, you got a nibble.
It worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much straight from her door to the bedroom. We had some pretense that we were going to watch The Hangover 3, but obviously that didn't really happen. You'll probably get a kick out of this. I was too drunk to really make it happen at first. Like, I got in there, but really nothing doing. My dick was like half hard. And I told her, like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think this is really going to work. And she, given that she didn't complain or anything, I'm pretty sure it wasn't working for her either. But so trying to sleep there. And
this
I
is
find
a
it,
heinously awkward situation. Really, that I've ever found myself
turn
in
around,
that situation.
I believe in him.
Yeah, there's an ending to this story. But I hate sleeping in a bed with another person. I just find it really difficult to sleep. So I'm sitting there, and like 3 hours later, I'm pretty much sober. I like kissed her on the cheek or something like that. When she squeezed my hand, I was like, "Oh, you're awake? Okay, I feel better now. Let's do this." And that time it went fine.
Nice. So then what? Then she reaches over and she grabs your junk.
Yes. Yeah.
Or did she just start making out first?
Something like that.
It can't be something like that. I'm asking specifically. You were pretty much sober at this point. You should be able to recall most of the details.
Did you slap her in the face with your magnum dong?
Well, I dragged my sack across her face, but nice. No, I didn't do that.
Did you munch the box at all?
Roman soldier.
No, not this week.
Okay. Did you? But you got some digits in there?
Yes.
All right. Just wondered. One or two. I usually find it bad form when you first know a girl to try to go for two.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just one, just the middle.
Yeah, just the middle finger.
Just the middle.
One.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's always the middle.
Yeah.
Every dude has that thing in his head where he's like, "The middle's my longest finger."
Makes sense. It's the one like straight off the palm. It's the most versatile.
Did she lick your wiener?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Like, was that like an immediate precursor to banging?
No, actually, after it didn't really work the first time, she did blow me a little bit, and
it still wasn't
even
working.
After that, I was like, "Yeah, sorry."
I've never found myself in a circumstance like this ever.
Yeah, and I think you're incredibly fortunate that you've never had whiskey dick.
No, I've never had that.
To his credit, he was drinking for like 6 hours.
True, but I mean, it's not like I don't know how to put him away.
Yeah, but I don't know where I'd be after six hours of drinking.
In all fairness, it's been a pretty frequent problem for me. Usually, yeah. It's more of a next day thing than a that night thing.
If it makes you feel better, I'm the only one I know who's never had that problem.
Really? I've never had that problem. That's two.
Oh, I guess it is.
You don't really drink.
But
I don't think you really
you don't drink as much, and you've only banged one chick. It's different.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you haven't been able to stretch your wings, stretch your legs, so to speak, in the promiscuous area.
Wrong.
Which I feel like is where a lot of this comes up. Because it goes hand in hand. The promiscuous banging and drinking a lot, they go great together.
Liquid courage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how did you go? How did you get initiated? Did you mount her? I'm always curious what people's first position is.
I was on top.
Okay.
Nice.
But should I be concerned that I didn't purchase condoms before going over there because I didn't want to look presumptuous, but she just happened to have some. Would that throw you guys off?
See, what AJ and I both had a different take on this. I would think if a girl had condoms that she bangs a lot of dudes, so she's prepared.
Well, I mean, she uses Tinder, so I would logically. I'm not saying that people who use Tinders are whores or anything. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I use Tinder.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, a chick who's clearly putting herself out there, she's being safe. That's what I think. So, no, I don't think it's that weird.
All right.
I don't know. Dude, I could be totally wrong. I've only been banging one chick, so who knows?
See, AJ's theory was that an old boyfriend left a box of condoms there.
I mean, it could go either. Frankly, it doesn't really
matter. No, that story actually makes sense to me. I just know where my mind would go first, and it was to the bank dudes thing.
It crossed my mind, but I don't really care.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. It's not like that would deter me in any way.
Yeah.
I'm always curious about the first positions thing, because anytime I banged a chick, the first time I ever banged her, I was on top. Except for Chiquita Banana. She was on top the first time.
Really?
Yeah. A little weird, but she's kind of forward and she's very strong anyway. So is that you just bang them one time or did you bang again in the morning?
I asked her and she was like, man, I'm really tired. And then she like came around, she was like, yeah, we can do it again. I was like, all right, well, after that, no,
then you're like, fuck it. Yeah,
so now watch True Detective instead.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
It is pretty good.
No, episodes 2 and 3.
Oh, so
nice. So you're right before it gets really awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so did you just hit up that one position, just you on top?
Yeah.
Mm. Boy, this is a really boring sex story.
No, yeah, I'm a really boring person, if you haven't told, after like 20 episodes.
Did she make a lot of noise?
Not really.
No, she didn't say anything hot? Like no. A lot of like, don't stop right there, any of that kind of action?
No, if she had been doing that, I probably would have told her, like, you know, you really don't have to like say that for my benefit, so don't worry about it.
I like that stuff. I have to constantly be reassured.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I need constant validation that I'm a man. I'm just kidding. But well, that's a great banging story, man. I'm glad
that
happened.
Sorry,
that
segment came off better in my head, but
no, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, AJ getting fingered by the doctor was way better.
Yes, I guess I enjoy talking about.
I've listened back to that segment like 6 times, and I laugh my ass off every time.
I enjoyed this segment.
Yeah, but remember, according to John, it was just all right. You know, wasn't funny or clever. It was just there.
He didn't say that about the fingering thing.
No, he said it about me. I'm still bitter about
it. No, he didn't. Somebody else said that about Ryan.
No, I'm pretty sure he said that there. About me.
I don't think so.
Well, go back and listen to that segment next.
John, if you're listening, I hope you'll call in. Because, you know, I know you and AJ hate each other, and I hope someday we can get to the bottom of this. I would like for you guys to be able to bear the hatchet.
He called in last week. I wasn't calling him out.
I don't remember what John said when he called in last week.
He called in and said, why has Andrew got a hoodie on? He looks like a fucking douchebag or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay. You know, recently I was watching with a girl, is a friend of mine, TV, and there was an episode, I don't remember what show it was, it might have been Cops, but there was a girl on TV who had, it's really, really, really hot, great body, you know, like a nice hard stomach. Tattoo, a couple of tattoos, not like sleeves and covered in the shit, and a tongue ring. And I made a comment that, man, I'm totally attracted to that. I find that really hot. Girls are kind of slutty and kind of like, there's just girls who dress slutty. And I was chastised for that. And I feel like every single dude is attracted to that on some level.
Girls who dress kind of slutty?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's like a staple. I mean, I'm not weird for liking that.
That's the reason the word slutty exists.
You can't deny there are times in your life where you spotted a tongue ring and you're like, phew, nice. Or a tramp stamp. Tramp stamp's a big one. Tramp stamp's super hot. Now, I'm not saying I want to date a girl who has these qualities, but I always am attracted to them.
Mm.
Now, am I weird for being attracted to maybe a trashy, slutty type look, or is that fairly normal?
Are you attracted to the look, or are you attracted to like the individual's personality?
I'm talking purely looks here.
Then no, it's not weird.
Pure aesthetics, okay.
If you were like, I'd love to date a chick like that, I'd be like, that's weird.
No, often after 5 minutes of conversation, I want to punch them in the face. I'm just saying, but physically, I would still love to have sex with them.
Yeah, if you could be riding her when you punch her in the face, that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Donkey punch that shit?
That's right. Who's the boss?
The AJ getting the finger in the ass thing was a highlight of the show for the last few weeks for me. I thought it was great. It's just so weird. The guy's so young. I just don't get it at all.
I should call the doctor and just be like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
Tell him I'm suing him for malpractice or something.
And not even call me the next day.
That is weird. It's weird that he told you that like 41 was the average age that that happens.
Yeah, you know, thinking back on
that was the youngest person he ever diagnosed.
Any sense at all.
No, yeah,
that's
I mean, if you were 35,
yeah,
maybe.
I think you know what, guys? I was sexually assaulted.
There you go.
That's,
you were.
That's the bottom line.
It's like that episode of Family Guy where Peter thinks he was molested because
exactly.
he had his prostate checked, except you actually were.
And actually, yeah, when I think about it in my head, it's much like the fantasy scenarios depicted in that.
He didn't give you a reach around,
awful
did he?
Slapping of the glove and the ha, ha, ha.
He didn't reach around, did he?
He might have tried a little bit. No, actually, but when they do it, they tell you to, like, put your pelvis, like, up against the examining table and bend all the way over. So even if he wanted to give you a reach around, it would be problematic.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I can see that. I thought about it, though. Well, I was at the doctor's office the day before yesterday, and I was thinking about it the whole fucking time. I had strep throat.
I really don't want to get my finger in my asshole for this.
Oh, no, dude. I hate the doctor's office so much.
Bend over.
Yeah. Seriously.
Prostate.
I just sit there for an hour waiting before I finally go in. And, of course, when you're sitting in the waiting room, the only thing to do is look around at other people and read the signs. I was at the Health and Wellness Center on the UNT campus.
Really?
And there's signs everywhere because there's a bathroom right there that says, if you're here for STD testing or PAP, please refrain from urinating prior to your appointment. So I'm always sitting there. I think I've talked about this on the show before.
You don't want to
so
get up. And
if business. I see a girl go in and piss, I'm like, well, I know she's not getting tested for an STD, so that's cool. But yeah, no, I want to make sure to piss so that people know I'm not holding my pee pee for an STD test. But if it's an STD test and they would only have to make me pee, then that's not so bad.
Hey, I think I would pee intentionally, then like wave to everybody on my way out of the bathroom. Like, yeah, I'm here for an STD
well,
test.
See, I thought for
I fuck a lot.
I thought for a guy, you didn't just get to pee in something. I thought they had to stick a
no. They put a swab in your dick.
They
definitely.
Put a Q-tip up your dick hole.
Yeah, that's bad.
You had to do that?
Yeah, I've told this before.
You did?
Yeah, at OU.
Why? Why? You're just nervous? AJ seems like the kind of guy who'd be paranoid about something like this.
Wouldn't you be paranoid about a swab in the dick?
Well,
oh,
no,
you don't mean about that. You mean
I mean about the STDs?
No,
yeah. Usually the fear keeps me away from the clinic.
I consistently fear something going up my dick.
Oh, my God. I thought I had STDs a million times, like just psyched myself into believing it.
I'm just going to wait it out. Maybe it's not.
Almost every time that I hooked up with a strange, you know, had strange and didn't wear a bag, for weeks I was like, oh, my God, my dick's going to shrivel up and fall off.
Yeah?
I would, yeah, but no, I never
That's
actually.
That's awful.
I never went in and got tested for it. Which is probably bad at my age that I've never been STD tested, but, you know.
Yeah, warts on the dick?
No, I've never had any
kind
of thing.
You can't really explain? Something like that?
No, I don't have an STD, motherfucker.
You sure? No
yeah.
Creamy discharge or anything like that?
Oh, well, I mean, only on your mom's face.
Oh! I was hoping you'd say something like that.
Yeah, you kind of led me, you kind of set me up for that one.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Zach?
What's up with me?
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a while. You haven't weighed in much this week. You're kind of quiet over there.
Not a whole lot. I had some kind of awkward sex last week.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about it, but you asked me, and I was like, oh, fuck it, why not?
If you can't talk about it here, where are you going
to
be able to talk about it?
You're going to have to get this one out of me, though, because there's really not a story here. That's why I didn't want to talk about it on the show. But.
All right, well, I'm good at prying.
What was awkward about it?
Let me do the questions,
was she crying?
Andrew.
Which one?
Was there blood involved?
Were you crying?
It was awkward because it felt... I don't know. I guess, you know, you get in a relationship for a really long time
mm-hmm.
and things start to feel like they're running on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it was. It wasn't, there was no spontaneity to banging. It was just like, all right, time to bang.
It's sort of like when it's been a while and you're in a bit of a dry spell and you go to beat off. I'm not excited about it, but I have to do it. It's like brushing my teeth. I don't really want to do it, but I'm always glad that I did.
Yeah.
It's more of a chore than it is a recreational activity. Is that what you're telling me?
I know exactly what he's talking about. When you bang and you get off, and that's fun, but there's no, like, real spark to
there's
it.
There's no electricity.
No joy
yeah.
to it.
It was like,
no,
it was,
I know.
It was
yeah.
kind of like, why did we do that? Like, that was kind of pointless.
Yeah, I may as well, like, sat here and watched a movie or
and
something.
And I'm sure you're the only one who finished. I mean, that kind of scenario.
Well, that was the thing.
Don't take him down a peg like that.
She
that's
said she
cool.
did, but, you know, there's never any fucking way to know.
Oh,
so.
No, of course not.
I would rather they be honest. Sound like, no, that was terrible.
No, I stand
yeah,
by
Yeah, me too,
that.
Actually. I prefer it that way.
That's what she always says. She's like, I'm always going to be honest, and I'm like, okay, but you never know.
Has
like,
she ever told you when she didn't?
Yeah, she actually, before, probably about a year after we were dating, she told me that she had faked it a few times. I was like, seriously? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, next time, just tell me. Like, you don't have to fucking do that.
Yeah,
like,
I hate
I'd
that.
Rather you just say it's not happening, but
ever
since, she's
me.
Never she's never done it again, but I mean, who knows?
That reminds me, I had a list for this week that I want to go over with you guys. I'm going to have to find it in here. It's going to take a second. It was about 10 – it's a list of 12 things about sex that girls think, but the guys don't know. I don't know, some bullshit. I remember reading through and a little bit of it. It was Cosmopolitan.
It's probably like all bullshit.
No, it's actually from BroBible.com. Maybe we should know this site. Yeah.
It sounds like a legitimate site.
They should have called it the Bible.
The pun wouldn't be as obvious.
I think people would have missed it.
All right, 12 sex thoughts of girls that guys don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Number one, the first one's fucking stupid. Oh, it's going to make me view a slideshow? I hate when they do that bullshit.
You
know how
to count backwards from 12 and up?
Will it even let you do that?
No, there's no numbers. It's not numbered like that.
It's not in any specific order.
No. Hold on.
That sucks.
The advertisements on some of these things get on my nerves so fucking bad, it makes any kind of interaction impossible.
Ads blow.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, YouTube sucks now. Fucking YouTube sucks.
Dude, Pandora is even fucking worse.
At least Pandora will play the whole song first. YouTube, like you're trying to watch something that's like an hour long, it'll interrupt it
halfway through.
Watch
this. Yeah. Because when I'm at work and I'm sitting in the studio, I'll turn down the monitor for the station I'm watching because I don't actually have to hear it. And I'll listen to like old clips of Howard Stern. There'll be like an hour long one. And yeah, it stops. It actually interrupts to play a break. And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I had to watch a commercial and then I was free and clear.
Exactly.
For the whole video. But no, now it's getting worse. Okay, this one's gay. It says, sexting with a guy. He thinks I'm touching myself and getting off on it. I'm eating Lucky Charms and watching Fresh Prince. I'm never sexting with a girl where I actually think she's like...
No.
Rubbing. No. To me, sexting doesn't actually mean like having phone sex via text. It means sending sexy texts to each other.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're like, oh, I can't wait to fuck you when I get off work. And like you start saying, oh, what are you wearing? That kind of shit. That's sexting.
Yeah, if you're going to jerk off over words, I mean, that's what Facebook chat is for, man.
Yeah.
Well, wait, dude, what is.
I'll get back on AIM.
What?
I'll dust off the old AIM screen name.
There you go. What was that, Sparky Green 69?
No, it was Loco E16.
Nice.
I made it when I was 16 years old.
Yeah, I don't... Wait.
You spelled it Loco like for Loco, though. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, L-O-K-O, I did.
Nice. I'm no expert in sexting by any means, but one of the things you said was, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Right, what follows that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if a chick says, I'm not actually, you know, doing anything, I'm sitting on the couch eating Lucky Charms and watching The Fresh Prince... What fucking chick does that anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fucking stupid.
But what are you wearing? Thinking be totally hot.
Right, but I mean, they're going to follow like, that with...
I'm wearing heels and a thong or something. Like, I can't wait to see that thong at the foot of my bed. I can't wait for you to keep those heels on while I'm banging you from behind or something. Like, that's the kind of shit you can throw that stuff out there. What are you wearing is a great opener.
You sound like you're great at sexting.
Ask your mom. I've been using that way too much. All right.
I think it's time to bring your mom jokes back. I enjoy those.
I wouldn't mind bringing them back.
What?
Yeah, they are funny.
They're versatile.
But
they are versatile.
All right, it's running like shit on my iPad, so I'm going to try to do it from my phone.
All right, go for it.
But the one, that first one was retarded.
Mm. I guess you're right. This sounds like, I'm not going to lie, it sounds like the list was written by a dude.
I don't think so. It sounds like a girl who thinks she's funny to me.
And yeah, watches The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Would
a website like the Bro Bible really employ female writers?
That's a good point.
Solid point.
Yeah, here's the next one. Dear guys, please learn what 8 inches actually is. And it's a picture of a measuring tape with 8 inches on it. I would never claim my dick was 8 inches. Yeah. I pretty much can picture in my head that's about what inches would look like.
Yeah. Is that 8 inches? It looks like a foot and a half.
No, that's it, I think.
Oh, shit.
I prefer to undersell it, if anything.
I got to remeasure then, dude, yeah.
I don't think I would like for my dick to be 8 inches.
It'd take forever to get hard.
Think about covering up a boner in public. Everyone would know when you got hard.
Everybody knows when I get hard. Is that not the case with you?
No.
I make sure they know.
Oh, my God. We're trying to actually...
Go stand by their desk, like, hey, check this out.
That was almost a Corey joke, man.
That was bad.
Hey, don't ever say that again.
Right? You feel like insulted by that. That's
this
awful.
Is what you guys reminded me of the next one. If only guys knew how much girls faked it, which I think is retarded because we know that you fake it all the time. I just don't think we care.
You know.
I kind of care, but yeah, there's really not a lot you can do about it.
Chiquita Banana is the only one who doesn't fake it with me. She'll just straight up say it like, oh, I didn't finish. I'm like, yeah, that's okay.
That's reassuring?
Yeah, no, but you know.
All
right. I'll admit, I mean, maybe I'm an asshole. There are times when I just don't care.
Does it bother you?
I just really wanted to finish.
9 times out of 100.
I don't know. You banged 100 times. Would it bother you?
More men need to learn how to orally pleasure women.
That's stupid.
I don't know. Maybe that's true.
No, that's actually one area that I think I'm pretty fucking sweet at.
You don't hear a lot of dudes sitting around being like, man, I'm awesome at eating pussy, though.
No, it's something I don't even like doing that much. But when I do, I'm really into it.
That being said, I think I'm really good at it. Yeah. I can get on board with that. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I think I'm really good at it.
Man, I am. I'm the click commander.
There you go.
Fucking awesome at that
shit.
Oh
my god. John sent me a message that said they're atrocious. What is he talking about?
They're atrocious?
Yeah.
Sexting? Eating pussy? 8-inch cocks?
There's no way he heard the eating pussy thing yet because of the delay.
That's like 3 minutes. I don't know. What is atrocious? What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. Okay, what's your... anybody want to share their techniques for orally pleasuring women?
Fuck.
Yeah, why not? You know, you've heard about the alphabet technique.
Yeah, I've tried that a couple times. I don't feel like it really worked.
I think it does. If you do it right.
I like to go for like a, I don't know, alternate between like jackhammer and then just like crazy directions.
No, you can't do that.
That's what I do.
You have to have some kind of a constant rhythm. Women rely on that.
Well, yeah.
At least I think.
I just increase speed as I go.
You also need to have a digit in there.
Oh, of course.
That's mandatory.
Absolutely.
Do you do that, Andrew?
I think I'm just going to skip this conversation, guys.
Obviously, Andrew is the worst eating pussy of all time. Well, we can settle on that, right?
What's your go-to?
I like the alphabet thing, but not directly. I don't actually do it, but different.
Do you do capital and lowercase letters?
No.
Just capital?
Yeah.
Nice.
But I jump around. I don't actually stick to the specific alphabet. Like,
really?
It can be any motion as long as it's not the same thing over and over, but in a constant rhythm. And then, yeah, you got to have the digit in there.
Nice.
The digit is absolutely crucial.
Middle finger?
But you can't have a digit in there and not like and leave it idle. The digit has to be moving as well.
You can't
and
leave the same engine rhythm. Running.
No, you can't just leave it sitting there. Because then they're like, what the fuck? But I've heard from chicks that there are dudes who do that. Who put the digit in, then it just sits there while they do their work with the tongue.
That's how I have sex, man. Just put it in there. And,
you know, and they just sit there?
Yeah, exactly.
And eventually you'll finish.
Sooner or later.
It'll happen to one of us.
Two things that guys need to know about boobs. One, if her boobs can stay up on their own, they're fake. That is not true.
That's not true.
No. I've known chicks in even recent company with small, perky tits that are not fake.
No. What does stay up mean? Like, they don't just, like,
right.
Float
yeah,
out, like,
they're not like.
Yeah, obviously that's
because
totally
you know chicks with huge tits sometimes, but they're, like, max saggy once they're unleashed. Because they can be very deceptive when they're still in clothes.
Once they're out in the open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you make the alphabet with your tongue on the clit.
What?
Yes, you do the alphabet with your tongue on the clit.
Actually, I think that, yeah, you're full of shit,
too.
I've
never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
Really? I've heard of it. I just didn't think anybody was actually dumb enough to do that.
No, tons of people do that.
Yeah, I've done it.
That's a common thing.
All right.
What did you say? What did you say was atrocious?
Oh, you can read my first text. I said AJ's jokes.
Oh.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Hey, John, does it bother you that even with the 15-month dry spell, in the last 2 years, I've banged as many chicks as you have in your whole life?
Ooh.
I honestly can't hear anything AJ just said.
He said, does it bother you that even with his 14-month dry spell, he's banged more chicks in a certain time than you? It can't be the last year.
That doesn't
bother
me.
Make sense.
That doesn't bother me. I've seen you, AJ. Thanks.
Ooh. All right, is that it? I mean,
AJ, I see AJ's been doing a little writing.
Do what?
A little comedy writing. AJ's been doing a little writing.
I think he just came up with that.
He's doing a little writing. I like it.
All right.
Keep at it, AJ.
Yeah, maybe I can make a living off it someday, huh, John?
Boy, he's going cutthroat. Yeah, I don't know that John said anything that was really that
right for the sack.
Yeah.
How'd I know AJ was going to go there?
Yeah, AJ never sings
always
love.
Fresh.
Well, John, I imagine you and Kevin probably talk about me off the air. I know you listen to the show, but how am I supposed to learn anything about your life to make new insults out of?
Damn it, dude, I can't.
He can't fucking hear you, dude.
Gonna, see?
Yeah, this isn't going to work, dude.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure AJ's got some good ones in there, but I can't hear him.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, carry on. AJ, you're doing a good job.
Wow, really?
All right, well, call back if you got something else.
All right.
Wow,
well,
AJ.
Now I feel like a dick.
That was vicious animosity, my friend.
I'm sorry, he really pushed me to the edge last
week. He really, really went for some low blows there.
He did. I gotta be honest, I've only banged one chick as many times as AJ in the last 15 months.
Although he's not really trying.
I feel
Zach
offended.
Isn't coming after me. Zach isn't trying to make me look like an asshole.
No,
but by saying that, you're calling Zach's personal life into question the same as John's.
I don't think so.
How?
Because he saved it for John and not me.
John and Zach are around the same age. John only banged two chicks? Actually, no, John's older. He's 25, so.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. That may have been out of line.
That was John, a very mean call.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you are. AJ always does this. He goes to the lowest possible place he can.
You know what? You're right. Maybe it's time to bury the hatchet.
You cut throat, so, man. It's AJ goes throat. To the
fucking throat, dude.
He really does.
I wish I had that kind of talent.
I feel like John more is trying to be funny than mean, where AJ is trying to be more mean than funny.
I think the reason you can't hear him is because you're holding the phone, and with that fucking thing on
it covers
there,
the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, he can only hear me.
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, hey, if we start doing it from work, it'll be fucking perfect. Good point. I just got to work out the timing of that. Oh, we got a message from John Rhodes as well.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I hate fake tits that look like rocks just sitting on a chick's chest. Love natural ones. And I have to say, I disagree with this. I love the rocks sitting on a chest. I think it's great.
Have you banged anybody with those?
No, but I felt a couple of bare fake tits before.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
I'm not opposed to it.
Really?
They are much harder and more firm, but I don't give a fuck. I kind of like that.
Go either way?
Yeah. Mm. I definitely had my hand on some firm fake tits at most recently at the bachelor party.
Yeah.
But they were good.
Were they covered or uncovered?
Uncovered.
Wow. It's a bachelor party. What do you think?
Yeah, my mouth was on them. What do you think?
You were the bachelor. I have no idea.
Yeah. Of course. No, the bachelor party isn't for the bachelor, so everybody else has an awesome time.
Gotcha.
You know, we're having fun squeezing and licking tits where, you know, he has to be the bachelor.
Gotta make sure the bachelor has something PG-13 happen, but that's it.
Right, right. Precisely.
All right, so what's next on this list?
Hold on a second. John's messaging me personal stuff during the show, and I hate when he does that.
John Rhodes or John?
My brother.
Why would John Rhodes be sending him personal
stuff? I don't fucking know, man. John Rhodes chimes in. I like it. Keep on keeping on, John.
What will you tell him? I'm sorry.
No, he's attacking me, so fuck you. Oh.
Whoa.
He wants to know how you know he only banged a certain amount of chicks. And that's because he never kept it a secret. We've all talked. I mean... You knew this before you were part of the show as being part of like being my friend, and that you took that information and exploited it at my expense.
Because he once again called in like just trying to attack me.
For yeah, so no why are you reason. Throwing me into the bus?
Huh? I could have figured that out another way.
How?
Okay, Kevin, I didn't think about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just makes me like a fucking asshole.
I mean, go back to the old standby of, you know, hi, you don't have a job. I mean,
it's a good point. He didn't say that he was running out of material.
I said that I like the fake tits, and John Rhodes said, yeah, until she gives you a black eye with one. Can they really be that hard? I don't know.
I believe it.
You believe it?
Just like big bags of sand.
All right, so the other one said, if her boobs can stay up, then they're fake, whatever the fuck. Then this one said, another thing about boobs, if she's trying too hard to show them and wearing a padded push-up, they're small. But who cares? This does sound like something a broad wrote.
Really?
This does not sound like the mind of a guy.
Maybe at all.
If you've experienced a lot of tits, then you know that there's boobs that can stay up on their own that aren't fucking fake.
Yeah.
Does
it have an author's name on there?
No. I'll check it after the show or after the break. We only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to run through this. It may carry over into the next segment. I haven't decided yet. So why are girls expected to scream and moan, and guys will barely let a moan slip out? Hearing a guy moan is sexy. This was absolutely written by a woman because we did not write those rules about girls making a lot of noise. Girls did that on their own. I never once asked a girl to moan or scream or yell something out. They always just did it at their own accord.
That's true.
This is kind of a normal, well-known thing that guys don't make noise when they bang. I don't like to make noise. I don't want to think about making noise. When I watch a porn, I don't want the guy to make noise.
Yeah.
It's nothing about it is sexy. And when she says hearing a guy moan is sexy, what does a guy moaning sound like?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think it's more like grunting. Yeah. No, that is an idiotic statement. This one says, I secretly love being called a whore while having sex.
Wow, I don't think that's true.
No.
Like, at all.
No. 9 out of 10 times.
I'm going to try that out next time I'm having sex with a girl like fucking whore and see how that works out. I'm going to go ahead and bet that will not end well for me.
No.
No, sir.
That sucks. Now, given, I bet every once in a blue moon, that'll work out, but there's no way the returns will be worth the risk on that.
All right, this one says, guys don't know how to tease the right way and handle being teased themselves. And all I gotta say about this is that is absolutely correct. No, I get way too over-anxious sometimes. I'm like, fuck it, you know, we're good to go, and then I just hop on.
It's because you're not fucking around. you know what the end game is. Like, yeah, just go straight to it.
Oh, and I hate being teased, too. I mean, it may be cool for, like, 2.5 minutes, but after that, I'm like, fuck this. I need something to happen here.
I bet she enjoys your, like, 30-second marathon sessions in the sack, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, of course. 30 seconds.
That was a pretty weak.
Got time
sorry
to cuddle
about
afterwards.
That one, John. I guess that wasn't up to your standards.
Man. Wailing on John.
Yeah,
tonight.
I know. I want to bury the hatchet now. Can we John, call him? John's, let's call him the next segment, okay?
John's been so classy. Actually, what?
How has he been classy? Texting you to call me a douchebag is not. There's nothing.
What are you talking about? He said you were doing a good job.
Last week he complimented you too.
Yeah.
See, I got him running scared. Now he wants to be my friend.
I really don't think you have John running scared. Okay, here's the most bullshit one. The things that girls think about sex that guys don't know. I like swallowing. It's really not as big a deal as every other woman makes it out to be. No girl likes swallowing.
No.
No. Oh, God.
I like it when they tell me they like it.
He's back. Hey, John, you're back, man. We got to go into break, so we got to be quick.
John, can you hear me?
Hold on.
What?
John, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we let bygones be bygones? You know, you and I were sort of friends once. I mean, you want to go back to that?
Yeah, I don't care. You don't need to apologize.
Look, John.
And also, I didn't mean what you said. I didn't mean to make your job sound unimportant.
No, you're absolutely right. My job is not important. It's boring as fuck.
John.
But it pays the bills. I'm sorry. That's not a shot.
No, I don't like the makeup phase. I like the fighting phase, John. I do not think you should let bygones be bygones. I think that AJ cut way too deep, and I think you should consider that.
Thank you, Artie.
You just gotta understand it takes time to come out here and become a big star.
What?
He said it takes time to become a star.
Star.
I think he's being facetious, you know. He doesn't actually think he's going to be a star.
I mean, somebody's given, like, Adrian Grenier work, so I'm sure you'll find something.
See, I don't like this. Now they're being nice to each other. This ruins the whole thing. We'll see how long this lasts, though.
I'm just trying not to live with hate in my heart.
Kevin. I have been getting laid every day, so I feel good about that.
I think there's something to be said for that, John.
Damn
it.
Good for you!
This was so much more fun when y'all are... Okay, you know what? But I, you know, it's for the good of the
day.
Oh, all right. Well,
I guess that's a good thing.
I mean, yeah, who wears rubbers? Rubbers are for the birds, bro.
But I don't care, AJ. I don't need you really.
All right. Well, I think you guys have made up.
I think AJ is just doing his job. His job is to be a dick, right?
He is the antagonist of the show.
Yeah, you're just doing your job, AJ. That's fine.
Well, okay, now I'm...
He says he's doing his job, but he gets way personal.
Well, no, what would you prefer, Kevin? You want me to call him an asshole, a stupid
Okay, Andrew, are you going to deny that you got angry on a personal level the most of John of anyone else ever on the show?
Well, how many other people have I had, like, a fight with on the show?
Me?
I don't know, Ryan pissed me off pretty bad. Actually, no, I walked off the show when you pissed me off.
Yeah.
So I'd say that was probably
And then
probably
you
the
pissed
impact.
Me off the air.
I did?
The closest I've ever come in my life to wanting to... beat one of my own friend's fucking brains in was AJ on Fry Street one night, so don't worry about
it. It would be exceedingly ambitious of you to try, sir.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? With the amount of booze I consumed,
Who knows what he was capable of.
That's right.
Capable of, like, passing out and dripping, yeah. Well.
Oh my God. AJ, all right, you were right, though. AJ's jokes are really falling flat this week. He needs to step it up.
Yeah, the jokes are bad, AJ.
You know, they can't all be winners. You know, everybody has a cold streak from time to time.
No, AJ can be very funny. Just not when he jokes.
Yeah, I'm not good at jokes. I'm like the Dane Cook of being really, really mean, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, look, we're really, really running behind on a break, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
All right.
All right, call back if you got anything else. And there you go. John and AJ, friends again. God damn it.
Yeah, great. Great.
That's no fucking fun.
Don't worry. I'm sure he'll call me a douchebag or something again soon, and I'll get pissed off.
All right. Well, we're running 4 minutes over, so I'm going to go ahead and call it. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with you on the Status Bro. You're listening to the Status Bro. Thank you. And we're back on the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with my co-host, as always,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
The other guy,
Andrew Biergren.
And normally I would introduce our producer, but that brings me back to my first topic of the second half. It's a very sad day, but Ryan announced last week during the break that he did not wish to continue participating in the Status Bro Show. Now, what do you guys think about that?
I think it's a somber moment for everybody.
Now, don't be a wise ass.
Why do you think I'm drinking on the show? I'm troubled.
All right,
what are we going to do?
All right. See, we focused enough on the time that we were missing people like you to rag on Ryan and give him shit. And I know AJ wanted me to bring it up in the second half last week that he quit, but I think Ryan didn't want that, and that we'd probably burned enough airtime talking about his fucking position on the show.
On the one hand, yeah, I would have rather he brought it up on the show because it probably would have been some stirring content.
Would have been far and away his best segment.
It wouldn't have. We wouldn't have been able to get anything out of him, and you know that.
Ryan announcing his departure from the show would have been his best segment
ever. Could have joined other classic segments like Ryan not getting tased and Ryan refusing to eat the bacon strip.
I just don't want to.
Anyway.
Hello, world.
God, you guys are brutal.
Oh, come on. You quit the show.
Ryan kept on saying, like, you guys just don't respect me. Respect is earned.
That's
sir.
Exactly the same, like, thing. Damn it, he stole the words right out of my mouth.
You don't just get to walk in here and say, I'm a part of the show. Y'all have to give me equal airtime now. No. No, absolutely not.
Right, Ryan did say that, and he did not earn our respect in any way. I mean, what he earned was a position for us to bust his balls about not earning respect.
Which, for a long time, Ryan was great at that. He was great at getting his balls busted.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
How was he great at it? He sat there like a fucking...
Exactly! We could just bust his balls.
For the most part, I thought his skin was really thick, and there was nothing I couldn't say that upset him, but apparently I was wrong.
It would have been better if he had had a reaction. Like, that might have actually made me respect him.
I don't know. I think that's part of the thing that I enjoyed about it.
John Rhodes said, Ryan equals little bitch. He should have put it out on the air. Way to bitch out. He's kind of got a point. Ouch. Ryan waited till the break to make this big announcement. Where if he would have dropped that on the air, we could have killed... I mean, that would have been good stuff to talk about.
I agree. But at the same time, I mean, clearly he made the conscious decision not to do that. Odds are, part of the reason is because nobody would have fucking heard him anyway. We'd all be, what? What? Quitting? I don't know. It's... I think if any of us quit, yeah, we would absolutely do it on the air. I guess I can't really blame Ryan for not wanting to. He never wanted to be in the spotlight anyway.
But not only is respect earned, but to quote Tony Soprano, those who want respect, give respect. And he never really brought a level of respect to the program.
Well, yeah, for any respected of us. You.
Check out that level for the burp.
Look at that waveform.
Yeah.
Look at that burp.
He always respected you. He was always like, you're the host, and I get that. Like,
yeah, I'm sad to see him go. I don't want him to go.
No, me neither. But I'm
good fucking riddance.
Look, if he wants to stay out of the spotlight, and we actually did move on the way I planned to start doing the show from work, I will need someone in the production booth to answer calls and screen them and let me know what's going on with that kind of stuff. And I think he could still perform those duties.
Mm.
And I would respect him for doing so.
Like he did here.
If he actually made an effort.
See, it's funny because he did.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he made that effort, then, you know, maybe that's what I originally had planned for him. I think he could prove his worth by pulling something like that.
Yeah. No, last week I told Ryan he should definitely think about it. I was like, you shouldn't just flat out quit. Like, give it a couple weeks, take a break.
Did you see that coming, though, that he was going to pull that last week?
Never.
Me either.
But, again, I was fucking gone for... 2 out of those 3 weeks, and then later you're like, yeah, maybe AJ and I kind of ragged on him while you were gone. I was like, what the fuck did you guys say?
We didn't give it to him too bad.
You hurt our producer's feelings is what you did.
But you didn't go back and listen to that stuff?
I haven't heard him.
Apparently I hurt his feelings. Kevin didn't. Kevin could have said anything to him.
Yeah.
Ryan has had an issue with you ever since you called him a dipshit like 15 shows ago.
I don't know. Apparently that particular word just got under his
skin. I don't know why
great
that
about it is
so
that
much.
For you, it was you probably don't even remember doing that. Like, it was such a throwaway. And that's how it was for everybody. For some reason, yeah, Ryan, it bugged the fuck out of him.
It was a mistake for him to let that information get to me, certainly.
Yeah.
No. In any case, Ryan, I'm sorry. You know, you were a producer, but you did nothing that a producer is supposed to do. At the very least, I would have assumed you would have brought an iPad, pulled up Twitter, you know, live tweeted the show, something like that. But
there was a time.
No, I mean, nothing.
There was a time, actually, I had a list going just of things that I asked Ryan to do specifically on the air that just never happened.
Nice.
And now it's kind of, it doesn't make sense to talk about.
It seems a little somber to read the list of all the shit Ryan didn't do.
Because remember the last
three time Ryan has ever had.
You remember though that time he was like, "What have I done that y'all never? I didn't do." I'm like, dude, there's so many things. I asked you to go. I wanted to find better chairs for the show. I asked you to walk down the street to Vortman's, and you never even fucking
lawn
did
chairs.
It.
To be fair, asking him to just go buy shit for the show is a little bit unreasonable.
No. I just wanted him to let me know. Like, I just wanted him to do reconnaissance. I would have bought them.
Oh.
That's all he had to do was go and do a little surveillance for me.
Couldn't you have gone to Vortman's yourself, though?
Yeah, of course, but I have a busier schedule, and I don't live next door.
Okay. He does live fucking next door.
You would have to walk downstairs and walk in there and look. That's
all
he would have to do. It's
absurd how close he lives to fucking Vortman's.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, you were all on the burps tonight.
Still, the stuff we was asking him to do, it's still minimal. I mean, he never did anything.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny though that 1 week he sent me those texts and said, "I really want to step my game up. I want to do things for the show," and he still took no initiative.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing.
On the one hand, like, he did a long time ago offer, you know, to upload the show or something, and you and I are both like, "No, like that's not happening. Right. That's not a responsibility." You can, which I appreciate him stepping up to that, but like, wait, here's a great example. Like, how many weeks have you talked about getting another mic?
A long time.
Could he ever have just sent you a fucking link? Like, hey, here's a mic I think might be good.
Absolutely.
That's anything.
How is he going to judge the quality of a mic, though?
I've looked in the
mics. I would have appreciated his...
Really, anybody could have gone to, like, Yelp and, like, sent you a review of a mic. Really,
still,
not...
if you would have even done that, I would have appreciated it.
I've gone to fucking McBride's and been like, hey, do you guys have any mics? Like, I know nothing about mics, but I've asked Kevin and tried to figure it out, and I haven't fucking gotten anywhere, but, I mean, at least I put forth the effort, and I'm a co-host, but he's a producer, for fuck's sake. Like, he should produce something.
Produce
even if it's a link.
Something.
Yeah.
Even if it's just getting me weed off the air, that would have been something. That would have gone a long way.
Well, Ryan never smoked
this route again.
and messaged me, my sister, and said he just didn't get that he was the low man on the totem pole and he had to earn his spot. He didn't get that.
It's true.
She also said, Ryan not doing stuff was a funny gag, though. And I agree, it was funny, but only to a certain point. It gets to a point where it's just annoying.
It's true.
And you actually start to wonder, why is this guy around?
But particularly to Ryan, I'm sure. But you had a good point. He doesn't want to be on air. He doesn't want to produce. So what was he thinking his role was going to be?
What is it that he wanted to do?
I don't know.
And when he said he wanted to take the show to the next level, he could have done some stuff that would have impressed me.
Didn't
even
he do
minimal
that the week
things.
Before he wanted to quit.
yeah, pretty much.
It's like me going in and telling my boss, you know, I want to be CEO one day. What do I need to do to get there? And then the next day I tell him, yeah, here's my 2 weeks. Like,
honestly, Andrew, I think it was the week that he spent with just you and I in the studio that really that pissed him off.
Which week? There were 2 weeks that happened.
The most recent one, the spring break week.
I caught the last half of that show. It seemed fine.
I thought it was a pretty good show.
We didn't even get to the good stuff. He clammed up hard when we asked him about girls. We noticed that he never talked about that.
Dude,
the show,
we were
ever.
Never able to get to the bottom of that. He would never talk about hooking up with chicks.
He clammed up about clam.
Did he ever say? Did he ever say how many chicks he'd even been with?
No.
That's something you should know about all of us.
Lost the V card at like 16, I believe, which beats all of us. But
that definitely
that was
beats
the
me.
Only information he ever volunteered.
Yeah.
I didn't he say he's stuck in a chick's pooper once?
Did he say that?
I think he did.
I don't remember.
I don't
that.
Remember that at all.
Long Look time at ago.
Maybe wishful thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he was drunk. Who knows?
Nobody ever knew anything about Ryan's. The guy was the most cryptic guy on the fucking planet, which is fine. You can have a producer that way. But he has to actually produce.
He has to produce, yeah. You can go one or the other.
What do you think he does when he goes home? Like, I'm picturing, like, sitting on the couch and staring at a picture.
Yeah, I used to think he got stoned a lot, but apparently he doesn't smoke weed anymore.
Apparently he never smoked weed.
Or he was just bullshitting about that the same way he bullshitted about everything
else.
He
said he got stoned before every show.
Yeah, but he was always like, don't ever talk about me smoking on the show because I don't want
anybody
to
know about
that. Oh,
right.
Because our huge fucking listener base is going to – somebody's going to track his ass down.
Please don't talk down about our audience. Like,
you're going to lose work over that. Hold on. Let me fix my mic here. This thing.
I'm saying Ryan was paranoid. I'm like, I'm not saying we don't have a good listener base. We have a great listener base. I'm saying it's not – 10,000 people.
It's the same
they're
way
all
that,
itching to fuck with
it's
our
It's
producer.
The same
you
way that Andrew was paranoid
Zach
about
Zach does
it.
Not appreciate you. He all thinks right. that there's not enough of
now
you.
Now who's being a wise ass?
I'm troubled.
Thank you.
It was the same way that Andrew didn't want anybody to know where he works, even though I've tried to explain to him. Nobody cares. It's not going to blow back on you.
That's a little different than saying, hey, I get high every once in a while. I don't
I agree. And to Andrew's credit, I've never said where I work.
That's well, you have before.
Not currently.
At your old job. No, not currently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I definitely worked at 881. No. I'll talk about that now for
sure. I said I work on campus, but never said specifically, like, who my, I don't know, what right. department I'm in or anything like that. It's not really important for the show.
So I even asked my boss not too long ago. I said, this may be a conflict of interest, so I just wanted to ask first. I probably shouldn't say where I work on my show, considering the graphic nature of some of our conversation. And he was sort of vague about it. He just said, yeah, probably not. But I still don't know that it would be a problem.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to be doing the show from there.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't broadcast it then. No. If anything.
I'm sorry, audience. That was a weak one.
No, it's all good.
So I guess Ryan, I mean, I don't want Ryan to be gone. I feel bad. I don't want it to end that way. I don't want him to end with him thinking that we were a bunch of bullies and we ganged up on him and shit on him and that's why he had to leave.
That's actually exactly what I feel like right now. Now I feel worse. Why'd you leave, Ryan?
Yeah. Why did you leave? He's not listening.
Come back.
He's not listening.
We miss you.
I do. I like having him here. Although I will admit he wanted to stay out of the spotlight, and I can do that. Because for our situation here with sitting in the apartment, Ryan was never able to talk into the microphone.
No.
Ever. He always sounded like he was in the other room whenever he talked.
I will, to her credit, at least Melissa made an effort to be a part of the show, which Ryan, I felt like, never really did that. If you did not speak to him, he was not going to be involved.
I can say that Melissa took way, way more initiative in being a producer than Ryan. Even if I didn't like her results, she would share things from our Facebook that I'd be like, why the fuck did you say that? I would not have posted that to our page. Or she made us posters, which was really cool. Flyers. I may have never picked that choice for the way the flyers looked, but still, man, she took some initiative.
You mean the flyers with the old school guy holding the beer on it?
Yeah.
I thought those were the clip cool. art. Those were a little bit. They were all right. Still, very Fallout-esque, I would say.
Yeah. Melissa was on a track where she could have possibly had a career here. If she would have done that, been producing, and not wanted to be a primary talent figure on the show, she could have gone places here, I think.
She shared some really boring shit. It was almost really as boring as that story I told about getting laid. But that shit was terrible.
That was good.
But still, the only person ever on the show who would interrupt me talking was her ever.
Really? And was it?
Why is that so funny?
Because it didn't work.
It was so obvious.
Yeah, you should have kept on talking. You killed my bit. I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
Still, as a host, someone doing that, either of you would agree that's a hanging offense.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's one time, and I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll keep talking. But actually, I have to say, and it seriously would interrupt until I silenced to let her speak. That nobody does that on radio.
It's a Bill O'Reilly-esque pattern where it's like, I don't want to hear what you've got to say. I'm talking now.
Yeah, so. she could grasp the concept of being a producer. She couldn't grasp the concept of not being an on-air personality, and that's where it all went to shit.
Mm.
But Melissa did her. She had some good efforts towards the forward movement of the show, you have to admit.
She did.
Absolutely. Now, do we need to move on from Ryan quitting?
I think so. We need to bring Melissa back for an episode.
There you go.
Is one of you still close enough to her to actually reach out to her about something like that?
Oh, I am.
I think she would certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with me one-on-one.
And I would love that. I would love for her to try to throw down with Andrea, because I don't think she realizes how cutthroat this guy is.
Let's sweeten the pot a bit. She can tase me if she wants.
One last Ryan thing, though. Do you guys remember just a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the Dead Air, that other show, the podcast of the chicks who broadcast out of Denton? And I said, reach out to them. That would be a huge deal. Nothing. Of course.
Shocking.
Aren't you the one who actually knows one of those girls, though?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're on Facebook. You could easily go to their Facebook page, make a post, and say, hey, I'm a producer of another podcast, the Status Bro Show. We'd love to have an interaction, maybe a guest appearance. You did nothing.
I feel like saying you're the producer of a radio show it gives you a little bit of weight.
Absolutely.
Even if you're a stranger, when you reach out to their podcast, say, hey, I produce another podcast in Denton, and they're probably going to listen to what you have to say.
I promise we have more listeners than them. First of all, dude. Dead Air is a stupid fucking name for a radio show.
We should call our show The Silence.
Yeah. Boring shit. What is podcast.
No, I think the Russ Martin show is already taken.
Ooh.
Oh!
Actually, if there was ever a radio show that should be called Dead Air, I would say it's the Rose Martin Show.
Absolutely.
What is Dead Air about?
I don't know. It's just a bunch of broads sitting around. That's why I would love to get some interaction here going. Even if it's a rivalry, I would love to get it going.
Actually, if it's a bunch of broads, I bet it's anything but Dead Air.
I like a good old-fashioned
That's
rivalry.
That's true. A bunch of yentas never shut the fuck up. So, about Melissa coming back on, though. You know AJ and I talk about a bunch of stupid shit off the air. We go back and forth and joke around and do a lot of stuff. And I goof a lot about the time Melissa farted during the break.
You do.
Zach, you know I've goofed on this countless times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still think it's funny to goof on.
It's still funny.
It is very funny. So AJ would send me a text. I'll send him something dumb that says, hey, Melissa farted during the break. Did I ever tell you about that? I know I've done it to you, too.
Yeah, you remember that time when Melissa farted?
Yeah.
Classic.
And AJ will send me a text that says, for $1,000, would you let her rip that fart directly into your mouth and swallow it? And stuff like that. Which, of course, is preposterous. But then he proposed to me. He said, what if Melissa ripped a fart right in your face and I paid you $1,000? Would you do it? Of course. Yeah, I need that money. I would let Melissa fart in my face on the show. So we got into this debate, which is a topic that I think is very humorous. The negotiation of Melissa coming on the show and farting in my face for money.
I think we got down to $50 was the agreed upon price.
No, I said I first said 50 and then I backpedaled and said I couldn't do it for less than 100.
Okay, but if we're doing it for 100, gotta be bare assed and you put your nose right on the Stargate.
Okay, first of all, Stargate. Bare assed is non-negotiable. That's just not gonna happen. Second, do you really think Melissa, I mean, you'd think for all the animosity she had towards me, she'd wanna come fart in my face.
Okay, well, yes.
Or you.
If it was bare assed, you know it'd be a shit.
You can like tape no a way. A girl's not going to
shit her naked ass in my apartment in front of the radio.
Well, it would make a better bit if she did. But
well, of course, I don't think there's any way Melissa's going to drop trowel on the show. And
they're like, you guys can all turn away. They'll do something to block out my eyes. Yeah, I'll take a fart in the face for good radio.
Quite that's frankly, fine. I don't want to see her ass. Would you do a bare ass?
Didn't I say it would cover up my eyes somehow? But yeah, sure,
bandana.
I would blindfold. Want it to be the quality of fart, though, that happened during the break that time.
Like I told Kevin we'd have to take her out for Mexican food first or something.
Right. I don't want it to be a boilerplate fart. I want it to be a diarrhea fart. That's crucial to the setup. So, but when that night when that happened, it was because Melissa would drink a lot of sugary drinks on the air, like sour apple puckers mixed with some other fucking garbage.
Smirnoff and yeah. shit.
And then she would eat a bunch of sour candies and
she always
whatnot.
Brought food.
She was always snacking.
She had popcorn or some shit. I was like, really? It's a fucking radio show.
Now, where Mexican food may seem like it would, you know, generate heinous diarrhea farts, I think the candy is really the trick. So I think she should eat a bunch of candy and then rip ass in your face.
It's like whole wheat bread that does it for me.
Whole wheat bread.
That makes yeah. That's the weirdest thing. How the fuck does that make weird farts?
I don't know, but like every day after work, I eat 3 sandwiches every day at work. Cause I eat like one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and so on and so forth.
Jesus.
And when I get home,
3 like, sandwiches.
Kevin doesn't eat 3 sandwiches in a week.
Like, yeah, exactly.
A year.
But no, I get home with the
hold
farts.
Hold on, John called us and I missed it, so I see what he's doing.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Are you guys really talking about doing like a fundraiser where you raise money to have Melissa fart your face? That'd be awesome.
That's actually a good idea during a fundraiser.
I was actually just going to pay you for it. But
well, AJ, if you're going to do it, I'll start throwing money in a pot each week and see how much we can get.
Are we just trying to raise money like for ourselves?
Or the victim?
Well, see, if AJ is the victim and we're doing good radio, I think we should pay Melissa to fart in AJ's face.
I think Melissa would be more willing to do it if it was me. Certainly. John, where the fuck are you? Like a train station?
He gets good radio. Yeah, why is it so loud, man?
I'm loud right now?
Yeah, there's tons of ambient sound.
Okay, alright, is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I think we should pay Melissa to fart in AJ's face.
I'd give her $50 to do it, sure.
And AJ gets good radio out of it.
Yeah.
No, that's not enough. AJ's got to get something out of it.
$50 is the most.
He gets great radio.
Yeah.
No, you get great radio.
We all get great radio. So, in fact, you get great radio as well as a listener.
Well, we got to videotape it. We got to rent like a high-quality camera. This has got to be a YouTube video.
Okay. But the bare-ass thing is never going to happen. You're going to have to – it's going to be through jeans.
Well, Kevin, you know Melissa. I don't. You've got to sell it. I mean, you've got to make her believe in this.
So, I think
don't fucking look at me.
If there's a guy who could
no.
If there's a guy who can negotiate this, it's Zach all the way, man. I can tell by the look on his face that he has disdain for me right now, but he agrees with me.
It's true.
He knows Zach could broker this deal.
Yeah.
He's your guy.
Just yeah. Like, hey, Melissa, I'd like to take you out to lunch one day to discuss an idea.
Be like, this guy who used to talk shit about you that I know you hate, who's now a big player on the show, would let you come fart in his fucking face and we'll pay you for it.
Yeah.
You got to be able to sell that.
Make
man.
Sure you let her know it's my money. Like, I'm willing to do this.
Zach's a smooth talker, too, and Melissa, I would think, would be an easy target. Dude, you could sell her a cinder block if she was drowning.
Sell her fire in hell.
To a woman in white gloves. All right, well, John, is that all you had to say? Because we're gonna get back to this.
Yes.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, man. You were burping all night.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
This is a great idea, though. In fact, I would be open to the possibility of just having Melissa in for an episode only for negotiation purposes.
It sounds great, but the logistics of it would be very difficult. Like, I imagine she would get here, she'd have the money in front of her, and then she couldn't fart or something.
Well, that could be, but we could just do the show as normal, and if she has a fart, then, you know.
I think just having her in here, yeah, would be classic.
I'd have to trick her. I'd take her for Mexican for lunch and be like, let me take you out for lunch. Let's go to a Mexican restaurant.
In most situations for radio, you'd want it to be an impressive fart, where I feel like in this circumstance, I want it to be an SPD, because that has to be the most painful. I mean,
be one of those Andrew farts on the air. Don't
your stomach's turning really bad, and she leans her face at Andrew, and it's just like, dude, you know that would be so brutal.
We gotta get a mobile mic so we can like hold it right up to the chest.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, we're gonna mic the fuck out of that, man. We want to get every aspect of that. It would almost be like the worst bizarre food ever.
Wow, you had to put it like that. Huh?
You got to open your mouth too.
You know what? It's radio. It's radio. When I'm 100, I'll be able to tell my great-grandchildren, guess what I did when I was 28?
Mm-hmm. I got a finger in my ass and...
You know what? Yeah, it's been a year of exciting adventures.
Okay, while we're on this, though, what do you think would be the worst food for shits to actually get the best result?
For shitting or for farting?
I think they're synonymous. I mean,
man, maybe we can just get her fucking shit hammered and then have her sleep it off. I always have the worst shits after that.
Oh, yeah, dude. That
see, good. I don't have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, every time like I sit over the toilet, it's like I levitate off of that shit. It's like it's fat.
I'm going to the moon.
Well, man, every week when we go to Hooters and we chow down on some wings and I'm eating a half a gallon of Hooters sauce, I come home and I sleep fine. But come like 6 a.m., I wake up and have miserable shits.
It is very bizarre to me that I've seen you like take the chicken bones and just like dip it in the sauce so you can lick it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That makes me want to puke every single time.
This guy goes through three things of sauce a night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like God bless you, Zach, for ordering the boneless wings as well, because if it was both of you, I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah, that's rough.
When
I get bone in, I always try to keep up with them, and there's no fucking way. Like
I remember Ashlyn saying one time while watching me eat wings, she said, "You're using that bone as a spoon, and it's disgusting."
It's true.
That's pretty much it. I do that.
Do we want to bring up the funny? Well, never mind.
All right,
I don't
see
it as disgusting so much as like erotic.
Whoa, 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 whoa! I got a message from Scharfenberg.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Ah!
Don't talk about me. I really hope it's not like you guys are assholes.
No, no, not at all. It's an Amazon link to a microphone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice moves, man.
You know what? I was wrong. You are...
He's turned it around.
A little bit witty. Yeah. Just too little, too late.
See, I don't want this guy to leave our
show. I never wanted him to leave.
Yeah.
It's so funny. No matter how much shit that he didn't do or did do, I never once contemplated firing him.
No.
I never either. Once thought of getting rid of him.
I never thought
about firing Zach several times.
I thought of firing Melissa the first day she walked into the studio. Like, yeah. I don't want a chick on the show.
I thought about getting rid of Kevin from time to time.
That's true.
That has never happened.
No.
No one has ever thought of getting rid of us. Okay, but I mean.
Come on. Do you think I'm going to take the show from my apartment?
No, but I mean, you're already on borrowed time here pretty much.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't boot me when Kyle left.
You know, it's a good thing the listener feedback on you, nobody ever has anything bad to say. So that's a lot of the reason you're still around.
Hmm. I wonder what it'd be like to get a lot of bad listener feedback. Maybe Melissa can tell us about that when she gets
on
the show. Ouch.
But it is true. Of anyone we ever had on the show, Melissa...
I'm sure all of it came from me, but...
No, there are several people.
There are people who mm-hmm. had concerns.
Yes. There are even a couple that I don't even know who they were.
If it was a Gaseous Maximus, that was me.
No. You always told me when you... Maximus. I always knew when it was you. I could tell by the wording that it was you.
Gaseous Maximus?
A couple times
Kevin
were really
suggested
mean.
Gaseous Clay, which actually would have been much cleverer.
Yeah, that's funny. I stand by that.
You know, she would have been like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Like, who's Gaseous Clay?
It's weird. I got a bunch of things left that I wanted to talk about this week, but we only have 1 minute left, so it's kind of... pointless to go into it now. Zach, will you do this for us?
Oh, no.
You're not going to talk to Melissa?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
What did you think he was going to ask?
I thought he was going to say, will you do this for us? And I'd be like, what? And then you'd follow that with something really fucking weird. Like,
oh, no, no, no.
Get
no,
tased
no.
In the pills or something. I
No, but if Kyle comes
Which
back.
Which is funny. Just the other day, I was on campus to pick up my paycheck.
Yeah.
And then I had to go talk to some people at the financial thing office because I wanted to do my taxes. Anyway, I totally saw Melissa coming in the door as I was coming out. And I always am like, as soon as I see her, I do like a motion, like I stare straight at her, like in case there's some kind of reaction. But as soon as she sees me, man, she darts her head the opposite direction, like stone cold. I hate this motherfucker.
I want to see some green first. I want to see some money behind this idea. I want some proof that it's solid and you guys aren't.
I'll put up $25
because Zach, that's what's.
That's about the extent of what I can do. Right now.
That's what she's going to need.
My money, mine.
AJ's going to pay for this, of it. Man.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be good for the radio.
She's not going to think it's legit,
dude. She hates this fucking guy. She would love to come.
Yes,
shit on him.
Tell her she can Facebook friend me. I'll verify it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps on recommending
shit.
It.
Ryan Scharfenberg, our producer, damn it, is on the phone. Hold on, let me call him back.
Kevin, we're 1 minute over. You better just call it.
No, don't be an curious. Asshole.
I don't know what he's saying.
Me too. You know he wishes he was here.
I wish he was here too.
Me too. How could you not?
Pins and needles.
You're not gonna
Very
answer?
Typical of a Ryan segment.
Asshole.
He's not gonna pick up.
Well.
Fuck.
Hey. Hey. Sorry, you're on a delay. Kind of touched by the user feedback right now.
God.
But anyway, I wanted to clarify, like you could have talked about me quitting any time on the show, but I mean, you just decided not to. Like, if you would have, it would have been fine.
Oh, I mean, you did it during the break, so I thought you weren't trying to like make a spectacle. I wasn't by any means trying to skirt the issue.
Didn't I bring?
I was just trying to be courteous. Yeah, AJ tried to lead me into it, but I didn't want to be a dick.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, come on! Don't you kind of wish you were here?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah.
All right, so if we switch the show, you know, we do it at work. And you know, I got a job for you that's out of the spotlight, and we don't, you know, we're not shitting on you. You want to stick around, right?
I mean,
this fucking.
What can I say? You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and we all wish you were here.
It's true.
I feel like something is missing from my life right now.
I can imagine that you would feel that. There's a void that needs to be filled by not being here, and we can make that happen for you.
Pretty sad.
All right, man. Well, hey, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I believe Zach's concerned, you're still on.
Word.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'll be back next week.
All right, man. Sounds good. That's what I wanted to hear.
He'll see us back next week. You're coming back, Ryan?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yay!
Sweet.
Yeah, and everybody knows AJ's a dick. Don't worry about that.
Tell Andrew I love him.
He loves you.
I love you too, Ryan.
He loves you too.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. We're running 2 minutes over, but as you know, we're going to Hooters afterwards. Feel free to join us if you'd like.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew he'd be back.
Of course.
Can't leave us.
Not at all.
Can't leave this.
How could you?
All right, so... We'll put a pin in the Melissa Fart thing for now.
All right.
Hopefully we can get that going sometime in the next few weeks. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and call it because we're running a little bit over. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with...
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
And...
Go kill yourself, Internet.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.